intimidating.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I love.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed John McDaniels on the sidelines sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to week 7 of Shop Talk. I'm Mike Perriello, manager of the Patriots Pro Shop. Along with me is Jim Scollins, the online guru for PatriotsProShop.com, and the man hunting for Ken Flanders' head to take the number one reins as buyer for the New England Patriots.
It will happen. It will happen.
Mr. Jeff Breitenbach from
Long
Iowa. Well, a good week in the sense of the win.
Absolutely.
Big win.
I mean, you kidding? In the obviously, everyone's been talking about the win, but for retail, it's exactly what you want.
Yep,
this is a perfect
little extra quarter of football. People hanging around a little bit longer.
Yeah, but just the
beautiful
whole thing.
Day.
People are all fired up. You know, Yankees lost.
Oh, it's great.
Gotta get that in there.
It's great.
Gotta get that in there.
Could end today.
It could.
That'd
I got
beautiful.
The champagne on ice.
I think it's starting like in 5 minutes.
And that's our show. Good night. but we got a bunch of. I don't know, pretty neat topics to go over today. You know, we'll get into some stuff about the new NFL. What's it called, Jeff? Exactly.
The official photo store of Patriots.com.
That's where I was going. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, some things that are kind of getting us into fall. And but do you want me to start off with the Red Mites update?
Absolutely.
Well, it happened.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The all these number one teams in college football have been falling.
Were you playing South Boston? Is that the
no
last week?
South Boston? Not a good club.
No, that was the week before.
Yeah. No, we played Sandwich the week before. So anyway, we played this Easton, and
right.
They were a big team,
really?
Big in size but big in numbers. North Attleboro divides their teams into three. They didn't have enough to go to two teams, so they had a big one team. So they had some good talent there, but they were good. I'm not taking anything away from them, but they, they were big. But we played them tough, and you picture 7 and 8 year olds ran the 2 minute offense, but we started from the far end of the field, 2 minute offense the whole way down the field to tie it up. They were winning 13-6.
What was the spread?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't go over that. It's illegal. 13-6. The Mites, I don't know how we did it, marched down the field against this team, and we score. And there is 10 seconds left. And it's the in
go for two.
Pop Warner, it's rolling time. Doesn't stop.
Oh.
Our guys, we have a play called. They get to the line, and they snap the ball, and we run it, get it to one of our, we have a big running back for yardage. And anyway, this was kind of a sweep left.
Do you ever kick the extra point?
No. At that level, you just run it in
for one. Oh, for one.
So it's really the extra point. And they ran, and he got hit on the goal line. And we could have tied probably one of the tougher teams in the league. So, yeah, we lost, but that was a huge test for our kids. So we were pretty fired up.
It was a moral victory.
It was a moral victory.
Yeah.
But
it'll help you when you...
Little medicine for the kids.
Exactly.
Good thing. But anyway, we're still riding high. We've got one more left. The win over Baltimore, flipping fantastic. I mean, people were in that pro shop like it was Mardi Gras. I mean, they were hugging each other. Well, I should say there were no beads thrown. Actually, that'd be a good idea. From the hall?
Throw beads
down?
If anybody's been to the Hall of Fame, it's exposed.
The balcony.
There's balconies all around. We got something there. We could do
the beads.
Throwback week from New Orleans.
Yeah. I like that.
Jot that down.
What are you going to make
on Halloween?
Beads? Show their tickets?
Yes. And it doesn't matter. Big tickets, small tickets.
Right. Show your tickets.
Any tickets.
Any tickets.
We'll throw beads down.
Yeah. Whoever's got the best pair of tickets.
You can buy those beads at patriotsproshop.com. We sell beads.
It's again.
And apparently Mike's going to be throwing them out of the store for nothing. So
yes,
why should he buy them from your little
shop? So if you have a nice set of tickets at home and this gets going, we'll reach out there. But anyway. So,
I like the concept.
Yeah.
We should pursue this.
It's working. Tickets. No one's ever done
it.
Can
you bring old tickets and do it?
Sure. You can bring old tickets.
Have to be new, young tickets.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter.
Tickets lying around.
I don't care.
Okay.
You know?
Cool.
Yeah. We are digging a hole, and it's getting deep.
What happens when the producer leaves the booth?
Yeah, there's no one in the booth.
We've got no sound effects for our ticket conversation.
There's no one to hit the button.
There are no buttons. Let's go over George Carlin's.
Out of control.
George Carlin's. What is his?
Seven dirty words?
Yeah.
Jeff thinks this eight, but that's another issue for another time.
Well tickets
when you
might
hear
be
the
one.
Eighth, you'll probably back me up.
Tickets might be the other one.
That is the foulest word.
I bet I'm going to save this right now. So, all right, let's get into it.
You want an eight-player football update? Moravia Mohawks are district champs in eight-player football.
Whoa.
That's all I'm going to say.
And we have no sound effects.
There you go.
That's probably how many fans they get.
That was pretty good.
Playoffs start next week. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Is there a parade? Oh, no.
Apparently there was. Apparently they drove around town beeping their horns, and people who lived in town were a little upset that they were getting woke up at 10 p.m.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
So, you know, farmers there, they got to go to bed early because they got to get up at the crack of dawn.
I'm going
to
start my own football league with those electric boards with the little guys
yeah.
that you put on the board.
There you go.
So you can do red mics.
Yes.
Jeff can do eight-man football, and I'll do my electric football up
here. I like that. And do it with the opponents.
Don't you have like Tecmo Bowl? You can do a Tecmo Bowl game of the week.
I can fire up Tecmo Bowl and get
yeah.
that rolling.
Do Tecmo Bowl game of the week and
maybe the little handheld Mr. Quarterback. I'll have my
nice. Game.
Oh yeah.
The little double light lot went all the way for a touchdown.
Wow. We are on the radio, right?
I think so.
I feel like we're just sitting in Jeff's office just talking.
I thought we were talking about practice.
Not a game. Not a game.
Jeff, let's discuss the photo store because I'm sure thousands of people have gotten this email. So let's clear things up. Tell
tens
what
of
is
thousands.
It? Clear it up.
Well, the Patriots have partnered with Replay Photos to set up the official photo store of Patriots.com. Through Jim's website and some of the mailing lists that he had, they sent out an email to everybody who had previously shopped, plus season ticket holders and other people, right,
yep,
Jim?
Yep.
And they're allowing you to get a free print from the new store just to get you familiar with what it is. So there's plenty of pictures out there that you can buy. There's photos of Gillette Stadium. There's photos of Super Bowl trophies, players, action shots. A lot of good pictures. You can get unframed prints. You can get them printed. You can get them called a canvas gallery wrap. Custom nice. Framed or unframed. They got a lot of different options that you can do. And, yeah, it's up and running. And every week they'll be getting photos from the game, right, Jim?
Yep.
And we'll be providing the photos to Replay Photos, and you can buy pictures from the previous week's game.
If for some reason you did not get that email but you're interested, I did put it on Twitter, on the Pro Shop Twitter account and the Pro Shop Facebook page, fan page. So you can still get in on that offer. It's limited time. I think it runs out sometime in the middle of next week, maybe by Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So if you're interested in getting a free print, you don't have to pay the shipping on it. I got mine. I paid, I think, $5.50, $5.95 shipping on a 9x12 or 8x12.
Yeah, it's a free 9x12 unframed print.
Yep, which is a $30 value.
That's nice, yeah.
I chose a really nice shot of the stadium at night from outside the stadium, like looking through the plaza into the stadium on a night game.
Do they have one just of the pro shop?
Not yet, but we'll get. Actually, they do. There is a shot taken from, I think, CBS Scene. It looks into the plaza. You see the hall.
Because everybody wants that. Fan.
We should get one just of the pro.
You
shop.
See the bridge yeah. and the lighthouse and the stadium in the background. So yeah, you can see.
Maybe
it.
Maybe for the hardcore pro shop pro fans, we get one of the warehouse.
Yes.
Both warehouses.
Yes.
It's like a panoramic or a montage of pro shop imagery.
Just
talking
boxes.
About hot new holiday products. The retail team.
But apparently a hot button topic on talking about photos and talking about the Baltimore game was NFL Shop has their own photo store. And the big controversy this morning was that they were selling photos of the plays of the people who got fined for violent hits.
Just another good reason not to shop with them.
Hello.
Evil.
What were you thinking?
But we do not have those photos on our
No, we have class.
We are clean.
We have class.
But they were trying to profit from it.
Hmm. Well, hey.
It was a nice shot of Harrison, though.
Yeah.
Steeler game, that was a nice picture.
Have you looked at the pictures?
Yeah.
Have you seen them on the website?
The hard hit pictures?
No.
Oh,
the
yes.
ones that on our site.
Yes, they did.
It's good stuff.
They're great. They're awesome pictures. I mean,
they got flyovers.
The flyovers are really cool.
Yeah.
Those are one of those gifts where that's a cool gift that it doesn't cost a lot, but when the person gets it, the value to it just, it's like triple.
And depending on what you get, you can spend. You can buy a big piece there and have it professionally matted and framed. There's other ones that they can personalize. So if you have a son or daughter that's a big fan, you can have their name put on a jersey that's in a locker.
Right.
And have it framed and everything. I
mean, right.
They do some really nice stuff, high-end frame stuff.
Yeah, the Canvas Gallery Wrap is a really nice piece, and that's 15 by 20. They have unframed prints. The biggest they have there is 18 by 24, and custom framed is 12 by 16, double matted with a black frame.
They even have some that are somewhat generic, but they're still pretty cool. Like there's a helmet series, like a whole bunch of helmet shots where there's like just the helmet on the field.
Yep.
Or a player, just you can tell it's a player holding a helmet. It's sort of upside down by his side, but it's just like, it's got a authentic feel to it because it's taken during a game. You know, it is authentic.
They've got pictures of the field with like the confetti on it from like when we had the AFC AFC championship game and
the trophies.
They've got some snow pictures in there.
One of the neat things will be they'll put up new pictures for every game. So if you come to a game, let's say it's the only game you ever get to go to, you can get a really nice framed image of that game. Or
exactly.
For some reason, a game just was special to you. You know.
And Mike, to your point, the trophies—that's something that was never really offered in the past,
right.
and that's really a good item to get because that's due to licensing and everything. It's never been easy to get pictures of the trophies.
Yeah, get those while you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
It may not be there forever.
That's. I'm just looking at them online right now. But, you know, photo store. What do you got? Photostore.patriots.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the correct thing? Those are neat photos. So if you're listening in front of your computer, which you probably are.
There's also a button for it on the front of PatriotsProShop.com.
And that's what I use.
If you go to the front page of PatriotsProShop.com and scroll down to the bottom, there's a button there for the official photo store. It takes you to Replay Photos website. It's also in our navigation under Novelties, Pictures. If you go to Novelties, then it goes to Pictures, DVDs, or something, and then it'll say Team Photo Store. You can get to it there, too.
Good stuff. I don't know. I mean, everything's available now, right? There's nothing.
Yep.
So are they going to be adding more?
All the time, yep.
All the time.
That's good.
After every game, they should be adding more, yep.
That's cool because it'll bring people back to see what's new. No, I like that. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some pretty unique ones after the Halloween game.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
I don't know if they can get pictures of fans directly, but.
I don't know. Well,
no, there's fans in some of those shots.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
So there, you might see even more because the crowd will be dressed to impress.
They will be. So won't the cheerleaders.
Yes.
We mentioned
that's
that.
One game I wish I was going to be at. I'm not going to that game. But
I'm going.
I wish I was going to that.
I'll be there.
You could dress up as Jim.
Could. I got my Scollins mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids run.
It's the Moss mask with a lot of white out on it.
Yeah.
Gray hair.
It's
gray hair.
It could be more opposite. That's great. All right. So we got that. Actually, I want to mention that. The Colonial Clash. I was thinking of that earlier.
I wish I was going to that, too.
If anybody is in the area this weekend, there's a pretty unique game happening here at the stadium. UMass is playing UNH, college football, this Saturday. Plenty of tickets still available at the Gillette Stadium ticket office and through Ticketmaster. That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
College football, I mean, this is a pretty high level. This isn't like D3
by any
means.
Over the years, there's been college games played here in Foxborough. Right? I remember BC playing here a bunch of times. When Flutie was playing, an alumni stadium or whatever they call it there, wasn't revamped yet to fit as many people as it does now. They ended up moving a bunch of those games down here when Flutie was playing, and it was really cool to have that here, you know? So this I think they're trying to develop into a every year series and really develop a following. So
right.
If you like college football or you went to one of those schools or even know someone or just like college football.
Those two teams have been strong throughout the last 10 years or so. They've been very strong.
And you're going to get a good seat.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, until maybe someday this will build, but it's free parking.
And is the ticket price on there? Because I think it's really reasonably priced.
$25.
Too. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's
like I said, especially if you've never been here, or, you know, you haven't been able to afford or get access to Patriots tickets, it's a great way to come see a really good football game here. I'd
bring your kids.
Sure.
You're going to bring your kids to the Patriots game.
What time does it
start? 4, I believe.
So it's a day game.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yep. So that's going to be good to see. Gonna be nice. You have a preference, Jeff? Being from an Iowa, you gotta go UMass, right?
I don't know if we can get Iowa Boston College here, maybe.
Oh,
actually, nice. Iowa State is playing Connecticut, UConn next year.
Wow,
in UConn. I don't know how that happened, but
go Huskies. Sorry.
Well, probably
support
yeah.
New England.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm coming in with the Husky Mass next.
I like
year.
UMass in that game by 7.
By 7?
Yeah.
Well, are they considered the home team?
7.5.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, I guess, is a neutral site.
Somebody's got to be the home team, though, right?
Yeah, based on the look of this the setup,
I gotta
I'm going
think
UMass.
I got to think it's UMass.
Right, but that's gonna be neat. I haven't even seen any of the merchandise on this yet, which would be probably only available here at the stadium, but, that's that.
Yeah, I'm not involved in it, so probably going to Peter directly,
yeah.
Peter Taylor.
The inside vendor for all your merchandise needs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's keep it chugging here, boys. So we got, I'm just looking at a few of my notes here. The elephant in the room. Pizza Wednesday, which we have every week. We had a big curveball thrown at us this morning. The area where we usually have pizza I walked into, and apparently there was some rewiring of that room being done in our we didn't have our spot, so Pizza Wednesday got shifted. Some Jeff and his cronies that decided to go their route to Clyde's Pizza up in Walpole.
It helps when Ken Flanders has his son here who can drive.
There you go.
And then so Ken and I can focus on merchandise.
Yes.
And Ryan can go deliver pizzas.
I like that.
It worked out well.
Yeah.
I have several issues with what occurred. First of which is the timing was heinous.
Yeah,
awful.
we did not find out
after
about
12,
any of this
after 12
until
o'clock,
after 12.
We told us no pizza is unacceptable. And I put on the Pizza Wednesday Twitter that it was unacceptable.
Oh,
I did use profanity. I'm not afraid to say it.
And you should have.
And location, we could have come down here and had it right out here outside the studio.
We could have.
Right?
But
could
I
have gone to the old store in the warehouse
mm-hmm.
and ate
yep.
there.
So there were,
none of those options were explored, were they?
We just
bailed.
But none were offered.
I wound up with McDonald's.
There was no option for an offer.
It was panic.
You pretty much just said it's postponed,
right.
Period.
I shut it down.
And we just didn't even respond. We're like, we're going. Because at this time, it's quarter after 12, and we got to get some food.
This doesn't promote good team unity.
If
you would have made the decision at 11, we could have talked about it, a little banter back and forth, figure out a neutral site.
Giant step backwards in the annals of Pizza Wednesday.
Well, you know, we'll get it corrected, as always.
I hope so.
You know,
I really do.
Live and learn, boys. It's, you know.
I mean, you're the president of pizza operations for a reason.
I've been thinking about joining this Chinese Thursday group, and you're just giving me reasons.
Don't
to
you wander to another department. That's just unacceptable.
A lot of advantages to that
My
Chinese
God.
Thursday.
Well, all right.
Just saying.
Just think how nice next week's going to feel. So
yes.
You know, but anyway.
No disrespect to the Orientals.
Oh, yes, exactly.
We'll let Parcells back in the building.
Well, he's leaving Miami.
Apparently he's vacated his office, Jim.
So,
really? Is
yeah.
that true?
Yeah. So,
next coach of the Carolina Panthers.
By the way, Mike, before you get on to anything else, it's nice to know that the thing that fell down off the walls last week.
It's still
great.
Around.
Oh, sorry. Last week, we were sitting in the studio during the show.
Nothing came to fruition?
Right in the middle of the show, there's a big... several pictures scattered around here with TV monitors and some cameras, and the picture of Brady just fell off the wall. Just like that.
Well done.
Good timing. Fell off the wall, and right away I said, oh, my God, I hope that's not a sign.
An omen.
And
not
well,
to mention, I thought Jeff was going to have a heart attack.
And that was Jeff's voice.
That was my actual voice. That's the sound I did make.
I didn't know we saved some clips of the incident.
Oh, yeah. You get them every once in a while from Jeff.
It's called the Iowa Howl.
Is that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't even try it. You'll you probably can't. Yeah. I tried once. I pulled something. It was not a good experience.
Jim missed a week of the show because he pulled a vocal right. cord.
Oh, God. Oh. I skinned my pecker.
Wow. Well, Jim.
And I was worried about the profanity I dropped 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's a good one.
I need a drink.
That's one for the best of shop talk.
Yeah. Jason, you stepped out of the office and we went on a little rant about, well, you'll hear the replay of the show at the beginning.
Are we still on the air?
I'm not sure if you would approve. But anyway, I got a question from Mike, not me. But it says, good afternoon. I just picked up Danny Woodhead on my fantasy football team. When will I be able to pick up one of his jerseys or name a number T? Well, I can answer part of it. The authentic jersey, that type of thing, you can customize. You can order it right now. You're still going to take a few weeks. It's not an in-stock jersey yet. We're still going down that road. But you can order it right now if you wanted to. And the same with an adult replica jersey at the Pro Shop. Still working on
nope, okay. It's online.
Okay, it is online. So at Patriots Pro Shop here at Gillette Stadium or on patriotsproshop.com, which Jim wanted to. God, do
yeah,
it.
You beat me to it.
Can you do it?
PatriotsProShop.com.
There it is. It's available, so you can order it like a custom jersey for $100. Bang, it's done. And, you know, eventually these shirts are going to be an in-stock shirt, I would imagine, if
yes.
things stay the same. But if you want to get ahead of the game, because it's pretty cool when a play like that comes up on the radar and you're one of the first ones to have the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
People love that. And then people make comments to you. I mean, you see it all the time.
It cracks me up how people think we should instantly have some of these things. Like on Twitter and Facebook, yeah. it's so easy to reply. They'll go, where's the Woodhead jerseys?
Right.
The guy's been on the team for 2 weeks.
You got to think
maybe
about
three.
It. Yeah. From our point of view, you know, Jeff and Ken as buyers, they have to commit to some big quantities. So just because a right. guy has a monster game, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know?
Unexcused.
When I started, there was Chad Jackson jerseys in the warehouse.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
boom, 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 boom.
Actually, they came in. Maybe it was my first year they came in. But
yep.
There's an example of one we made a jump the gun on.
Yeah, that's a jump the gun. But, you know.
I think Jason bought one of those. Did you buy one of those?
I did not. Oh. But I think you guys should sell what one of the fans had at the game on
saw it. Go ahead.
On Sunday, the hard hat with a 2x4 attached to it. And on the top of the 2x4, it said Woodhead.
Right. That's right.
I like that.
It is. Something tells me that's not a licensed product through the NFL.
See, now, if that was on replay photos, I'd buy that picture and have it framed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Woodhead.
Well,
I'll work on that.
If you buy the snow photo, I'll sign it for you.
Ooh.
Oh, that's one thing we did not mention, yes, that one of the snow photos in the Patriots photo store has a Jason in the background.
Nice.
Snow picture of the players. Jason in
it's
the
not
background.
Of the players. It's of Jason
holding
with the players.
Clipboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason
yeah.
with a clipboard. And
it's a picture of Jason holding the clipboard. The players just happen to be celebrating right next to him.
Correct.
They almost ruined the shot, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
They did. In my opinion, they
yeah,
did. But
yeah.
Dan Tugender has his back to us. That's who I was talking to.
Oh.
Tugender.
Jesus Christ.
But the personalized jerseys, we put those up this week just to get back to that, and it's already really taken off. And, it's a great way if there's a player that, you know, that you have a favorite of that maybe is someone we're not going to make the jersey of ever,
mm-hmm.
potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it, or you can get your own name. Most of the ones that have come through so far had the person's own name and number.
So, right. now that you can personalize jerseys, can I personalize my Belichick hoodie?
Well, that is a great question.
What's the update on that, Mike?
We have made the attempt, and we got it going. So bring it down, because it's go time.
You got it working,
jackpot.
Huh?
Jackpot. What's that?
You got it working, huh?
Yeah, yep. After we burned, you know, had 4 alarm fires by the heat seal machine with the staff. But
yeah, we'll have to see if we're going to offer that online or not. This, you know, it seems like a no-brainer, but people have to remember that if you order a sweatshirt and you have your initials put on it, and you get it home, and turns out that you're a large when you thought you were a medium, which I know has happened to Jeff in the past.
Yes.
You cannot send that back, because we cannot send one back with your initials. We can't sell it with your initials on it.
It's funny because he's fat.
I didn't say that. All right, just for the record. You know what I'm saying, though? So it's something we have to think about. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
It's the same as people wanting the sleeves cut off their Belichick hoods before we ship them.
Yeah,
it's
that's a good idea.
There's some things you're just better off doing on your own.
Yeah. Right.
Back to your question about Woodhead name and number tees.
Yes.
They have been ordered.
Ooh.
And I'm hoping they'll be here before next game.
What else?
Which is next game.
What 2 to 3 weeks.
What else are you holding?
2 to 3 weeks, yes. I got Spike's name and number tees.
That I knew.
Woodhead name and number tees. And Deion Branch. Name and number tees.
Deion Branch.
Nice one.
Hernandez was already on order. He just hasn't arrived yet. I think he's trickling in. So that should be here. That'll give us about 19 players, I think, that we have name and number tees on.
That's cool.
From 0 to 19 in a hurry.
0 to 19, yeah. Awesome.
Do you make the name and number tee in long sleeve?
It's no.
Getting cold out.
Not yet.
You buy another long sleeve, wear it under, so we get you for two.
We've been talking behind the scenes, I'll tease it a little bit, of because all our name and number tees are navy. We've been toying with a red, maybe a throwback version of a name and number tee.
Mm.
So
I like that.
It's not done yet, but we're looking at that. Maybe we'll expand that in long sleeve.
Keep your hopes up, Jay. It's coming.
Good. I'm just trying to help you guys make some money.
It's coming.
You're just big on the long sleeves.
It's
you
like
just
selling
like
a
sleeves,
long sleeve
right?
polo.
That's where I was going.
Those come in yet, Jeff?
No.
You know what you should buy, Jason? Is just buy him a polo and then just get him those long, like, those long gloves those women wear, like kind of like the old school stripper type gloves. Just complete the whole thing.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Oh, my. Okay, okay. I don't know if you got anything else on Woodhead. I don't. Jake, can we take
no.
a break? We're exhausted.
Mike looks a little tired.
I'm fading out. Starting to slur and drool on the mic. But, yeah, we got some good topics if we can get to a break here and get our thoughts
together.
We're
going to do a giveaway.
We are going to do a giveaway.
We should tease that before we go on break so people don't.
Jeff, what is the giveaway? We're about to launch
Don't change that dial.
Don't change that dial. But what will the giveaway be?
Well, since we've been on the photo kick, we're going to give away a framed mini mint. It's a 5x7 photo of Tom Brady, and it's got a New England Patriots coin on there.
Framed.
Sweet. By the Highland Mint, and we'll be giving that away.
That's great.
It's a nice small item. It's not overly big, and so.
Yeah, your wife won't yell at you when you try to sneak
in. Exactly.
I like that. All right, when we come back, we'll have the perfect question for the perfect prize, and we'll be right back.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize.
an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
And now, great moments in Shop Talk history.
All right, Tommy from Lincoln asks, does the lady's fossil watch come in a man's version?
Whoa, hello.
Excuse me, version.
I want to be very careful answering that.
That's another great moment for Shop Talk.
That was a great moment. And thank God the cameras were on because we were shaking on that
Woo!
One. Thank you, Miss Christina. We missed that one.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one. yeah. So anyway,
is that going to be a piece we're going to do in the future, there, Jason?
I like that. That would be nice to kind of get those.
Remember this one?
Cornhole.
Oh boy, she would love that we're bringing these up right now.
Cornhole.
Oh, you just put them all together and rifle them off. One shot. But anyway, so I believe we have the question for the trivia. Trust me, I can't even really speak right now. The trivia question for the prize that Jeff had been so gracious to give away today, was it a 5x5 or a
5x7 framed mini mint, they call it. It's a 5x7 photo of Tom Brady in action with a New England Patriots gold coin on it.
So, all right, I will say the question, and hopefully I got it right. And the question is, this past weekend, Tom Brady became the youngest player to reach what milestone? Is that safe to say?
I don't know if it was this weekend, but it may have been the weekend before.
All right. Just recently. Dubai. How's that?
But recently. Recently is good.
Recently. You want to give out a little bit more about it, or is that fair enough?
You can a little bit more.
Go ahead. Tease it.
How many games did he win?
Consecutive.
Consecutive.
Right in a row.
The youngest quarterback ever to reach this many wins as a starter.
Correct.
In his career.
It's pretty impressive.
It is.
Yeah. I remember.
In NFL history.
I remember we hit the.
Everyone sucks but me.
We hit that record when we hit that number for a number of pizzas eaten on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we didn't add to that total today, though, did we?
No. Someone did.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, let's see. I got a little problem with the computer over here. Anyway, I want to applaud the BCA support by the fans because all that breast cancer awareness product, that was... There you go. That's us applauding the fans.
Yep.
That's some serious awareness right there. And we sold that stuff. We rocked. I mean, we still got some left in the store, but it's just that's pretty cool. And just to see how far this is echoing, the players are wearing it. The kids on our little football team, 78-year-olds, show up to the practice and games, wearing pink shoelaces on their cleats.
Really?
When's the last time you could get an 8-year-old to wear pink? That was pretty cool.
My 8-player football team put pink around their wrists and ankles for their game, so they supported it.
Whew.
It even reached Iowa.
Amazing.
Who would have thought?
It was just black.
I think that would happen for another few years.
This is true.
It's still 1988 in Iowa.
Oh, man. But, you know, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah,
I
Jim,
love
do
that.
You still have some of those cards?
Yes, we do. Every order.
All right.
That's every order that goes out the door has a pack of cards.
And every transaction at the pro shop, you buy something, you're getting a pink pack.
Yep.
And
four cards with Brady and Welker included.
That's right. Well said.
Excellent. Good job.
Yeah. There was another thing. I know we want to jump on some other topics here, but the thing I want to make aware, and I'm going to be saying this probably now through December, is this is the perfect time of year you're going to start seeing fake, authentic jerseys hit the market for people to buy for the holidays.
Oh, yeah,
we
right.
just started seeing them in the store, not selling them.
They're online.
We're selling them. Come on down.
All over the place.
Is that Flanders? Yeah. Is he buying those?
But we're starting to see that kind of pop up, people coming in saying, oh, I got this size and I want to exchange. And you look at it and you're like, whoa. So if you're not getting it, I mean, please, I hope you're getting the Patriots authentic from us. But if you decide to go elsewhere, you know, there's a reason why you're paying for an authentic jersey for $100 versus, you know, $250. And they're getting you. Because
there's a bunch of websites that are doing it at a real cut rate. So when you look, the numbers aren't even right. They're just not right.
There's so many. There's so many things. The little script on the front, the material, the numbers.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep. Right. Well, I'm here with you guys, and that seems too good to be true, right?
But this is true.
Jim, what was that Saturday Night Live skit? If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
That's right.
If it's not authentic, it's crap.
That's right. Love that skit.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out on that because, you know, because a lot of times you get it. You realize it's the wrong size, something's wrong, and you can't get back to them, and they come right to the
pro shop.
Yeah,
funny how they disappear with your money once you...
Yeah.
It's like that commercial where they're trying to call for customer support. There's like a Russian guy in a Hello, my name is Peggy.
Yeah. My name is Peggy.
It's like that. You order one of those jerseys and you try to return it, you're going to get Peggy on the phone, if you're lucky.
Well, there you go. So there's our quick tip for the week. The heads up tip.
Good job, Mike.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm there. In another cool little tidbit, after the game, we always have that little tagline for the pro shop. You never know who you may run into. Both Arrington and Chung came in after the game, after everything. Well, there was plenty of people still in there, and they were just milling about in the store with their family. It was pretty neat, you know.
Did people know who they were?
Yeah, some people picked up on it.
Defensive backs is a little harder to tell.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have the size.
Right. Yeah. And they're just dressed in regular clothes, right. So it's they do mix in. But, you know, the fans, they know what's going on. They know what's going on. But it's funny because you may not know who it is, but all the family members have their jerseys on.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's kind of like, wait a second. Oh, that is you, you know. They that kind of happens when they're all hugging one guy. That's kind of a chip off of what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's another one of those cool moments. In
are there any plans to have Danny Woodhead work the registers like Welker did last year?
We should. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that'd be funny. That's I'll talk to the.
He looks like one of the college kids that works in the store.
Oh, yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Came in on a skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we should. I could probably, you know, honestly, I bet you, I have seen him, but if one of the guys that works down there for me, if I set him up on an interview for a job, see if they picked up on it, that'd be hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Just have him, I've never done any retail.
What a game he played, though.
Don't really like the Patriots.
He's tough as nails.
That would be great.
Oh, you mean send him to, like, Ricky?
Yeah.
Have Ricky sit down and interview him?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'd pay cash money to see that.
Jesus. Let's see. We got a couple emails here. If this computer,
just so you know, three people had the answer.
Woo!
Okay.
I sent you the earliest email with the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you don't want to take the phone call anymore. See what happens when I'm not down.
Well, he's the host, and he's got everything written down there, and he won't even read the Ace Ticket hotline number.
It's left.
This is what happens when you show up directly at 4 o'clock for the game.
Apparently, Mike can't go to his left.
That's his weakness.
Found the weakness. I can't go to my
left. He's right-handed. He can't go left.
Just keep going.
I'm
right.
Left. I can't go right.
You put it there. I'm good. You got to get. Like, give me a second to read about this one. Looks pretty lengthy. But, Jeff, you had talked about, I see a couple things here, but the cheerleader pictures personalized.
Yes, they will be up at some point in the next few days. Jim?
Yeah, right? Hopefully by the end of day Friday, but if not early, by early next week. We'll try to get him up this week.
We've been doing it for the last couple of years. What Tracy does is she'll get a shot of each cheerleader. They'll write out a sample message, and then I'll have to scan them in, and Jim will kit them up online so people can see the cheerleader and what type of
message
they have.
There are some online that are girls that were on the squad last year that are on the squad again this year, so those ones are still up.
Okay.
Those ones can be, and you can personalize them, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, the message you see is the sample message, as Jeff said, but you can say, you know, get well soon, Johnny, if you know a Johnny that's going to the hospital or something or sick. You can say good luck at college or, you know, whatever the thing might be. We get a lot of military ones.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
A lot of ones shipped to APO addresses.
It's a nice pick-me-up for the troops fighting overseas.
Sure is.
Yep. A little thank you for your help.
And I think these ones this year, it's a little bit different than the ones that we're starting out with. They're all, headshots.
Yeah.
You know?
Shoulders. Yeah, before it was a full-length shot.
Right, so you're a little far on those. So this is a little more, it's more personal.
Yep, I think so.
I think they're kind of cool. So we're going to try those out and see how that goes. And like I said, we'll try to get those up this week. There's a lot. There's 23 chilies. That's a lot of new product to throw up.
And it's always been a good seller in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. We tons of those. Yep. Tons. Because it's neat. I mean,
It's relatively cheap. It's $10.
Yep.
So it's affordable. And
it's a neat thing to give to somebody, you know, to have in your cube or your office wall or your house, you know, to have a picture personalized, you know, to Mike.
How many do you have, Jim?
If somebody's under the weather, it is a nice pick-me-up.
I'm not at liberty to discuss how many I have, but
23.
I've had the pleasure of meeting a couple of cheerleaders live and in person.
Ooh, look at you.
Really?
Remember, right.
That was the photo shoot Jeff missed.
That's true, guys. How dare you?
You were in Iowa.
How dare you?
Is that our fault? We didn't buy the plane ticket.
Couldn't have waited one day. One day.
Very nice girls.
I'm sure they were.
That was
very professional.
They always are.
They are.
It's always a pleasure working with them.
It really is. They're fun.
I've done catalogs with them in the past. And,
you think, hot babes like that would be kind of uppity?
High maintenance?
No, not at all.
They get intimidated by Jim.
Well, they might.
They're all giggly and fine, and Jim walks out, and they're like,
Zoolander Scollins over here.
Yeah.
You didn't do the Austin Powers and I'm Spent with the camera, Austin Powers?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? When he gets going with the never mind.
Yeah. Tried. I like that.
I tried. I failed.
But it's a cool item. It's a personalized photo. You can have your own, you can have someone's name written on it and a message that's really personal or relevant to them. So that's kind of a neat thing to have.
Yep.
So check those out.
They'll be up soon.
There's some up there, like I said, from last year, but some new ones are going to be going up from this year's squad.
Yeah.
Those will be going up.
Yeah. Well, hold on here. I got a couple here. Well, first of all, I'm just having a little computer difficulty here. Just bear with me. It's chugging along.
Sounds like an operator.
What's the deal with Mike and the computer?
Whew. This is a long one. All right. Well, bear with me one second. Anyway, until this thing loads up here, the field wraps online.
Yep.
This is news to me.
You didn't know about that?
I didn't.
We shipped our first one yesterday.
Honestly, have we talked about those?
I think we touched on it, but more so for in the store. We had a couple made up, and the ones we're putting online are physically in Jim's possession. So if you buy the one that is currently online, you will get it shipped fairly quickly.
Right.
The ones that you go through the store for are made to order.
Just another good reason to shop online at PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah, so...
But the field wrap is, it's a unique item. To recap, it was the field banner that surrounded the walls of the stadium last year.
The 50th anniversary.
In honor of the 50th anniversary team. So it's an actual piece of the banner, and it's been put into a canvas frame, just a frame piece. They vary in many different sizes depending on the size of the person.
A ton of players.
Well, the whole team, so it was like 24. 30.
It's a ton. There is a number.
30 or 32, I think.
Yeah.
Different ones.
The
50th anniversary team.
The whole 50th anniversary team, yeah. So, or the 50th logo itself. You can get just the logo, or you can get some of the players. Some of the players are sold out. I think Troy Brown's been sold out, and Rodney Harrison, I think, are sold out, but...
Yeah, they've really been picking up in sales. I mean, those 50th logo, guy bought two today. Picked them up.
Did he?
We have a cool one online.
Did I get an email on that?
That came through. It was Mosey. Mosey's a nice one. That's a nice piece we have. It's on the
website. Yes, it is. Yep.
We also have a Brady signed.
Yeah, we had Tom Brady sign three of them.
Yep.
One's been sold already, so we only have two of those left.
Yep. One's in my office right now.
Yeah, there's some real, you know, I wouldn't say one of a kind, but it's like...
That's pretty much one of a kind.
Yeah.
It's one of three ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty original.
Yeah. No, that's neat.
Yeah. You work out your computer problems
over there? Yep. I did get them, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. We got an email from... Deb, it says, hey guys, second time listener. Sorry, wish I could listen more. I'll try. But I did want to put it out there. I bought the Shotgun Henley shirt, and I just love it. I want to say that it's not just for me, even though you can find it in the men's section. I consider it unified. I think she meant unisex, maybe?
Yep. I agree.
There you go. It is. It's one of the, there's a lot of those pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You guys, it's kind of like a cross-dresser.
That's how Ken rolls.
No, it wouldn't be cross-dresser.
That's how Ken rolls.
Oh, Ken rolls, yeah. But women can definitely wear it. It's thermal, so comfortable, has the distressed printed graphics on the shirt. But best of all, it has the Patriot colors on it. Red, white, blue, and gray.
That's a great top.
Yeah, it is. She says, I'm telling you, every woman should have one. Jeff, you're going to like the line coming up. A lot of women like cotton T-shirts and sweats to get comfortable at night, but I think it's taken over my favorite piece of clothing. Seriously, ladies or men shopping for ladies, get that Shotgun Henley tee. Don't think I've ever... been in love with the Patriots shirt as much as this. Anyway, P.S. Jeff, you have a radio professional voice. You sound great. I think you have a secret admirer.
Hey, now.
Well, he has a face for radio.
That I do have, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Why, thank you. I
it
appreciate
is,
the
it
compliment.
Is a,
yeah.
It is.
It's a bit humbling. I gotta be honest with you.
I can be reset 508. Give out the number.
You can email me here at webradio@patriots.com.
Meet me at Dunkin' Donuts, the corner of room 2. You get weird.
Enough.
Bring your tickets.
But thank you. That was a nice, nice line.
So Jeff, I this could be something.
Wow.
I mean, let's get this
viral.
Can we
focus on the top?
Let's get this viral.
Product.
First is Shop Talk. I think I'm going to take over Belo's Fantasy Lowdown.
That's right.
That's next. I'm taking over next year. That's it.
It's coming. But, that top is neat. It's online, obviously. Just type in the word shotgun. Right? Shotgun?
Sure.
That will work. And it's cool. It's got gray sleeves, a navy body.
What was the drinking gesture you did for shotgun?
Shotgun.
Yeah, but that's not what you did. You didn't do it like a shotgun's like this. You cut the hole in the bottom of the
game.
You did shot.
You did like a shot.
Oh.
Yeah, not shotgun.
But I made the
shot.
Like the pop.
There
you go. See, if that was timed right, that was perfect.
And that was a funnel, which is closer to a shotgun than what you just did.
You got a lot of knowledge of this, Jim, don't you?
Yeah, well. Grew up here in Foxborough in the 80s. Not much to do.
He's an ice luge expert. Yeah, he's very good at that.
You learn how to do shotguns and sneak into the stadium. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But that top is great. I mean, I don't know. There's some cool pieces.
It's by far the best year for ladies gear in general.
Mm-hmm.
But just other cool tops that could go either way.
Yeah, no.
You know,
great.
It's true.
Hey, great.
Do you guys carry the? I've seen the commercials because I'm watching NFL Network in here. The Alyssa Milano stuff.
Touch.
For the Patriots.
Yes, we do have
Touch by Alyssa Milano.
We do have Alyssa Milano stuff.
If you type in Touch on the website, it'll bring up all that stuff and some other stuff because of something's a name like Touchback or Touchdown. But I think if you type in Alyssa Milano, all her stuff comes up too. This jewelry. This jewelry chat. Why is he
all
double
stuff,
over?
I mean.
I think he's drinking in there. Shotguns.
It's touch. Touch just by Alyssa Milano.
Slowly
touch.
Laughing gas just pouring into the entire studio.
The show ended 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. I feel dizzy.
Touch.
Did you figure out your computer there, Mike?
Oh, yeah. We're done. We did it, man.
That was it? All that commotion for one email?
Well.
I thought there were three emails.
The login that we had got disconnected, so I had to use mine to get to his. He had to email
the password is 1234.
Right.
Actually, the password is password.
Oh. That was my next guess.
I would never have figured that out.
Yeah, because someone figured out 1234, and he's like, I'll get him now. Password.
We'll change it to password.
Done. Wow, we got some answers rolling in. Red jerseys.
Yes.
Got it coming up next week.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well,
this week we play San Diego.
10 days.
No, I know that, but next.
Next home game.
Yes, next home game.
A week from Sunday.
What will we see in terms of
Red? We have Brady online already, and I know Welker just came in.
Yep, Brady, Welker. Brady, Moss. Welker.
Oh, there you go.
So we're wearing red this year and not silver, or are these the Thanksgiving silver, throwbacks?
The silver jerseys are gone.
These are 1985 replicas.
Our new third jersey is the red throwbacks.
We have a Brady.
And that's the same
authentic
jersey we're going to wear for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Correct. Yep. We're going to wear it twice this year, once at home, once in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
And they are. That's a nice jersey.
It's awesome a very nice jersey. Yes.
It's just cool. You got.
I didn't know we were getting the authentic. The Brady authentic 85 jersey came in the other day, and it was like, this is sweet. That is a nice jersey.
You know, yep. It may look good online, but you really got to see it in person at the Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium.
At Patriot
Open
Place.
Monday.
What are the hours there, Mike?
10 to 9, Monday through Saturday.
You don't even.
Don't you do it. Don't you say 24/7 online.
Can't make it to the Patriots Pro Shop? Mm-hmm. Don't worry. The PatriotsProShop.com is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow. Jason, the check is in the mail.
Spoken so like if the you guy wanna, who writes the radio
spots.
There's
a new 2011 cheerleader calendar coming your way.
If you want to feel the quality, come to the store.
2011.
Nice.
He needs a new one. He's got the old one.
Yeah, this we already went over the studio. There's some issues going on. I like it though. It's like we said. It's like a frat room.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so definitely.
Right down to the pizza boxes that were in here when we came in.
The same pizza box that was in here last
week.
No,
we have Pizza Wednesday every Wednesday. Unlike some people.
Oh,
there we go. Well, if we could have Shop Talk every Wednesday, ever since you took one away from us, we've been in a.
He gave us complete a bye week. I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, that was nice of him, I thought.
He was trying to help you sell stuff in the pro shop, but I guess you were busy breaking your putter in your office.
That's a lot of golf happens in my office.
I know.
Yeah.
I've done it.
The Masters is this Friday if you want to come by.
So do we have a winner to the trivia question?
Yes, we do. I'm trying to get there. So we do have a winner. The answer to the youngest quarterback to reach this milestone wins is the answer is 100 wins and a customer fan by the name of Lisa Moore got the answer correct.
Yeah,
very good.
So yep, she got it right. The answer is youngest quarterback to reach 100
wins. Round of applause.
Wins.
Round of applause.
Not sure where she's from.
Round of applause.
Hey Lisa, you look pretty hot today.
Oh, pretty close. That's nice.
It just doesn't stop.
So, Lisa, if you could forward your
shipping address.
That's the word I was looking for. Shipping address in, big
Mike's
gym.
Really good with customers that are right in front of him. It's the virtual
Wait,
digital
there's
age
no face.
He struggles with.
I can't shake its hand.
It's reading the computer into the microphone here that he has a problem.
His brain can only go, that's a lot.
I understand that. That's why
reading and talking.
We might have to move Mr. Professional Radio Voice into the big chair.
That's right. Oh, he should just be like, in here, maybe he should do the opening to Shop Talk.
Wow. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You could be like the...
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, who's that guy? Yeah, what are they? What, is that the
Ed McMahon
co-host?
Sort of the
voiceover guy.
Sidekick.
Yeah, the voiceover guy.
Oh, yeah, co-host.
Don Pardo.
Yeah, he could do that. You should. We should see. What's that? You got to do some
work
over
on that.
There. Yeah. Or like a movie trailer, but make it the 18.
I just always wanted to do an animated movie.
Did you?
Just a voiceover for an animated movie.
What voice? If you close it, well, I guess at home you don't know what he looks like. What animal do you sound like?
Oh, geez.
Or what character?
I don't know. Go ahead, Jim.
I get kind of freaked out. I'm closing my
eyes. Your wheels
are
spinning. I can see that.
I've insulted you enough for one show.
Very funny, you guys.
Oh, wait. There it is. Jeff's Eric Cartman.
There it is. He's the, yeah.
He's not fat. He's just big boned.
Oh, Jesus. Is that show still on?
Why do you have all the sounds? Because Pete Shepard came on and started doing his own show?
Is that it?
They used to use.
We've always had that.
Did you?
He's got him in the queue. He's got him.
Classics.
You will respect my authority.
Nice. I'm gonna work on that because it's gotta be an animal or something that's Jeff's voice.
I think a rhinoceros.
You probably watch more cartoons or excuse me, animation.
Yes.
Than I do.
Ooh, Hog Boy.
That was freaky, man.
That is freaky.
It feels.
Yikes.
All slimed out. Yeah, the Penguins of Madagascar, that animated cartoon is flipping hysterical.
Yeah, you did show that to
I'm
me.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's yeah. You could let me see if I can get you in there. I don't know anybody, but let me.
The Penguins are the best part.
Absolutely.
Have you seen that? Just the show they have for just the Penguins?
That's what I just said.
I'm sorry.
Penguins of
the
Madagascar. No, the Penguins of Madagascar.
Sorry. The sound of hogs was still echoing in my my headphones. I got a little confused.
Yeah,
you didn't
funny.
See anything.
But, Jeff, yeah, we're going to get you. We're gonna
all right.
Get going.
Give me a gig.
Can I get us back on track just for 1 second?
Yeah, I thought we were, but go ahead.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Somebody's got to reel him in, Jim. Go right ahead.
Jeff, that piece that you brought in, the framed item, the field photo, mate.
Oh, yes.
I just thought we should talk about that before we're done.
You ordered go right ahead.
You ordered it. You should tell it.
You?
It is a cool piece.
It is a cool
again,
piece.
This is a very this seriously, it's one of those authentic pieces that you're not going to, literally won't find anywhere else. This is a
right. It's a
true Pro Shop exclusive.
It's a framed piece that has two coins also in it, which are very cool.
It's an 8x10 frame, I believe.
Right, and it's a sort of an outside shot of Gillette Stadium, and it says, on this turf, it's like a drawing silhouette.
It's an etched glass.
Ooh, I didn't even realize
with a pencil sketch etched glass.
Very
it's
cool.
It's a tongue twister.
It says, on this turf, 27-4 record, 8.871 winning percentage, 16-0 regular season of 2007, AFC Championship game 2007, Brady's NFL MVP season 2007, and the 50th anniversary season of 2009 were played on this turf, and it includes an actual piece of that field, the last field that was
and it's
torn
got a hole
for the new one to be put in.
And it's got a hole in the glass where you can actually touch
it. You
can
actually touch it. It's a really neat piece. And I believe you can only get it here, correct?
You can only get it here. It's only limited to 500 pieces. They're going fast. But for those who don't know, the field was replaced this year, so they took the turf from last year. Some of the season ticket holders already got coasters made up for it, but this is also a nice piece that they've allowed us to
sell. Oh, that's
right,
from the rubber.
Yeah, they melted it down.
Yep, I got one of those, very cool.
Yep.
But this is such a neat piece. It's one of only 500 made. It's a piece of the actual field that included the perfect season and the anniversary season and everything else, and I just thought it was such a great piece. That
absolutely.
Sure
two silver coins.
To.
One's got the 50th anniversary logo on it. The other's got the helmet logo on it.
I think online it's called the Field Turf Mint. Field. What is it called exactly?
Gillette Stadium Field Turf Photo Mint.
Photo, right.
Photo Mint.
Photo Mint.
Yep. Save the best for last. Well done, Jim.
I just wanted to get to it because I think it's something that, you know, the website is great, but it's huge. And we literally have well over 1,000 products on the site. And it's really hard sometimes to make sure that the pieces that you would like people to get a look at,
right,
get to see it.
That's why coming to the store is that much better. You can the stuff's right in front of you. You can touch it.
Right, but some people don't like to fight the crowds or shop during normal business hours or with clothes on.
Yeah, who would want to?
So
who
they're
would
much
want,
more equipped to shop online.
Who would want to run into players and cheerleaders and even ownership?
We have all that online. It's all virtual.
All virtual. They walk across the screen. Hello.
What if you're in Iowa and you're a big Patriots fan?
Get a cheap flight.
There's people out there that are big Patriot fans.
Whoa. Jim, no, this isn't dance time. It's the end of the show.
I want that as my ringtone.
But anyway,
how do we make that happen?
Am I assuming the show's over? Show is over, folks.
Mercifully.
Thanks for joining us this week. We got some cool stuff coming up next week. And we'll see you then, hopefully after a win.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Cornhole?